Senator Beyer has a conflict. I'll be here as soon as he can, he said. On the agenda today, we have major drafting and introduction requests, and I'll open a work session on the major introductions.
Madam Co-Chair, you have a memo that has 8 items on it. We have 5 requests for legislative drafting, 3 for introduction. I can go through those if you'd like. I do have copies of each here in a file. I've not made copies for members of the committee. They have a copy of the memo, but they do not have copies of each of the individual requests.
Okay. Why don't you just go down these?
Okay. Number 1 is from Senator Ringo. It's a draft request to establish a medical insurance liability fund. Number 2 is from Senator Brown.
Madam Chair,
hold on.
Just on that.
One at a time, ask if there's questions.
On that particular one, Madam Chair, the only question I have is that going to be formulated as a Senate joint resolution because it would require a constitutional change? It would seem like you'd have to be cognizant of that.
Madam Chair.
Senator Burdick.
Respond to Senator Corker. Isn't this the one that would put a medical system in line with the professional liability fund, which exists for lawyers? Am I thinking of the right thing?
That's correct.
That was done by statute.
Senator Corcoran, Madam Chair, the request that I have does show a statute change. It has an outline here.
That's fine. No, I had a little concern about it, making sure that it was done correctly, but that's fine.
Number two is from Senator Brown, a draft request for Senate rules introduction to prohibit legislators from being paid lobbyists within 2 years of leaving the Legislative Assembly.
Okay, any comments on that?
Mr. Simmons?
Okay, are we ready to go on number 3?
Number 3 from President Courtney, a draft request for Senate rules introduction to require uniformity and clarity for autopsy consent forms.
That's a dead issue.
We did discuss this a little bit when we had our meeting with our committee administrator, Senator Brown and I, and this deals with a very sensitive issue from someone in Senator Courtney's district. Okay, number 4.
This is number 4 from the co-chairs, Carno and Brown, a draft request for Senate rules introduction to create a new Oregon health plan category for tribal members, similar to number 5, over there related. Number 5 is a draft request for Senate rules introduction to reinstate a retroactive health plan or a health program eligibility for tribal members.
And last week there was the tribal councils of the state met in the Indian Bureau's conference room, and some of these issues were discussed then, as well as the issues. These issues have been discussed with Senator Ferrioli, who has requested one of these. So, any questions? Okay, number 6.
The last 3 are in legislative draft form already, and you have requested all 3 of these to be drafted. The first one is LC 3484, relating to taxation. It comes from Richard Kozasan, and it has to do with private taxation on wind turbines, wind electrical generators. LC 3481 and 3480 are similar. They both relate to the insurance required of OLCC licensees. One would reduce the insurance requirement, one would eliminate this insurance requirement.
Madam Chair, the
Senator
requirement Brown. On whom, please?
Pardon me?
The requirement on the vendors themselves, or?
Licensees, it says.
It's not. I'm not sure which licensees this refers to. It's amending ORS 471.168. It says, for the purpose of providing coverage for injuries suffered by persons by reasons of the conduct of intoxicated persons who were served alcoholic beverages on licensed premises while visibly intoxicated, all persons holding a liquor or a license described in this section, and then it describes insurance. So it looks, sounds like on-premise.
It's not the LCC stores. It's the licensees.
It's the buy the drink.
Senator Atkinson.
Just as a matter of procedure, I 1 through 5, I don't have a problem with introducing this committee measure. Some I'm attracted to, some I'm not. Just throw up a red flag of 6, 7, and 8 at the request of lobbyists give me a little bit of procedural heartburn.
There were some LC drafting problems in these three areas, and that's why Kate and I agreed to do these. In other words, like with Mr. Closesan, those were drafted and then they were not done. I mean, the request was in from a member to do these, and then.
So they are member driven.
That is my understanding.
And Senator Atkinson, it may be partly the way I described them on this memo. I was trying to use the words that would maybe link back to what the members remembered having approved previously, and that's why I mentioned the names of the lobbyists here. These did come through the co-chairs.
But his concern is saying that we are introducing a core lobbyist.
Yes.
And it's because of a problem with LC. Does that may not comfort your mind, but that's as clear as I can recollect the discussion.
Madam Chair, I think it raises, I mean, I guess the question is still out there. Were these introduced as bills would normally be introduced through legislators and then brought to the co-chairs because there was these drafting errors, or were they brought?
They weren't as much drafting errors as maybe they didn't get drafted, I guess is what I should have said. They didn't get drafted.
They were turned in on time but didn't get drafted.
So well, I'll defer to.
They are member. Yeah, member
that's
concept.
My. I can't tell you the members right now, but they're member concepts.
Okay.
Any other discussion? And we're trying to be careful about the bills that Kate and I are agreeing to draft, and we meet with the committee administrator to go over these, and so we're trying to use caution and find out as much as we can, but we're also trying to be sensitive to the process and sensitive to what members need.
I move we adjourn to June 28th.
Second that, and we will go forth.
I would strike down that motion and move to sign by.
Friendly amendment.
June 28th is the Kolingowski bowling tournament.
Okay, I do need a motion that we accept these drafting requests and bill introductions.
Madam Chair.
Senator Burdick.
I move that we approve requests 1 through 5 on Jim Stembridge's memo of March 10th for drafting legislation. And that we, do you want two separate motions or do you want one?
I think you can say and that we
and
accept
that we,
the bill.
And that we introduce as committee bills LC 3484, LC 3481, and LC 3480.
You've heard Senator Burdick's motion. Any discussion?
Could you repeat the motion, please?
Any objections? If not, hearing none, so moved. I'll close the work session on measure drafting and introduction requests. Is there any further business to come before this committee?
Well, we were trying, Madam Chair, to understand the relative bowling acuity of various members in the chamber to determine this blind draw. Are you going to be part of that?
Bowling?
Chair,
oh, absolutely.
You are? Okay.
Yes. Are you?
Yes, absolutely.
Actual bowling or?
I'm getting a shirt that says, strike this. Because, as you know, split happens. So that's Marla Ray's.
Well, I've got a shirt that says, Buddy, can you spare a strike?
Oh, boy, that's corny. Madam Chair, I mean, that's Democratic humor. That's
okay. Yeah. I think we'll adjourn if there's nothing further to come before the committee. Thank you. We are adjourned.